Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a podcast of Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9. Live from the studios of Joy 94.9, Let's Talk Footy, with match reviews and previews, tips, guest interviews, and discussions of some of the biggest headlines of the AFL during the week. With Behind the Talent's number one fan, Don Jonahoe, and super talented, amazing Melbourne midfielder, Carlos Mortino. Oh, there's Dougal Austin as well, but he's not that important. Take it away, boys.
It's another big week. Let's Talk Footy, Melbourne's Joy 94.9. My name's Dougal Austin, and, in the studio again, Mr. Carlos Mortino. How are we?
I'm well, mate. It's good to hear that song again. I haven't heard it that often this year, have we, Donners?
No, mate. No, we haven't. It's good to be back for another week, but how's the injury progressing, Morto?
Mate, going well, going well. Been into the club a couple of times this week.
Which, are they sick of you yet?
Mate, they're treating me like I don't exist at the moment. That's not good. But nah, I'm in a, you know.
Like
I'm,
you
I'm
don't
going,
exist.
I'm going to Perth tomorrow.
Oh,
are you?
Yep. So I got a little holiday plan, mate. I'm from WA. going home.
Yep.
You know, it's important to be around your family and your loved ones when you're injured and not 100%. So I'm going to go home.
And you're not going to be at Brad Green's final game.
No,
in
sadly,
the red
I'll be
blue.
Watching on TV. I'm his number one fan, mate.
That is very sad, John.
Mort, speaking of family, whew, the super sub on the weekend, on Sunday afternoon, was your brother.
Mate, he made the most of his opportunity, to his credit.
Comes on 15-minute mark and kicks a goal, 30 seconds in, gets possession,
mate,
sets up a goal.
Yeah, they're good colours, the red and white, mate. It means a lot when you get a Guernsey for Sydney. It's a tough club to get into, and to Mitch's credit, he made the most of his opportunity, and you know, it's right about to, Sydney are going to go well into September this year.
Texted me during the week.
He could well be part of that, and it's exciting for him.
Absolutely.
Texted me during the week. Had a bit of a texting session with Mitch yesterday. You told me a couple of days ago that he'd be right to have a chat with us tonight.
But, yes, mate.
Unfortunately, no, he's got uni tonight.
Yeah, sorry about that one. We're going to get Mitch on the show next week, and he can give us a bit of an insight into what it's like living up in Sydney and playing for the Swans.
But Morto, we've got a big guest on tonight, don't we?
Mate, we have got a huge guest, arguably our biggest.
Come on, he's not that huge.
Mate, we haven't had any number one draft picks on the show yet.
Dodgy number one draft picks.
And can the listeners out there guess what club he's from? If you text us in what club you reckon he's from.
You're Fremantle, is he?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Danae's had her way with us, and we've got a Fremantle player.
Matthew Pavlich.
Well, he wasn't number one draft pick, Dougal.
No, he wasn't, but he's a legend.
Number four.
There's a couple of good number four draft picks on the show then, if he comes in.
Yeah, a couple of good ones.
Moving on, we've got a lot to talk about this week.
So who is that guest?
Mate, we've got a lot to talk about this week. We'll get to him later on in the
show.
It is. It may be Jack Watts of the Melbourne Football Club joining us on the phone this evening.
Number one fan of the show.
We're all looking forward to that in the studio, as you should be at home or in your car, wherever you may be listening to us right now.
A couple of big headlines that have come up too during the week that I'm keen to get to, mate.
Mate, yeah. Huge. It's been
huge.
Another big week.
It's been a huge week. Yep. And look, Donners has been here since 8 a.m. this morning preparing his dialing in segment.
Mate, he lives here now.
Skip work to be part of this team.
That's what we like. That's the commitment we like, Donners. So
look,
it's good to see.
This is my number one priority these days. And I'm 9 to 5 here these days. You know, pretty much sleeping.
You're just a part of the furniture here at Joy 94.9.
Got a bed at the back, like myself. We share a bed with each other.
Oh, I don't like to think of that.
Mum's been wondering where I am. So, Mum, I'm here and I'm well. So,
That's just the effort we put into this show, guys.
Guys, we're going to kickstart the show. Look. If you want to have some interaction with us, if you want to fire us a tweet or a question, now the SMS number tonight is 0427JOY949. Also, the Twitter account, Kale, you've been monitoring
that? Yes, mate. I've sent out a few tweets today. That's at FootyJoy if you'd like to interact with us there, share a bit of banter. You know, I'm always up for a good laugh on Twitter.
And look, the Facebook page too is going off the last week. Had quite a few Facebook messages, so facebook.com/letstalkfooty. Now, we've got a big trivia segment to start the show with. We're giving away an amazing prize. I'll get to that in just a sec. But if you'd like to interact further with us on Let's Talk Footy on Joy tonight, this is how you do it.
Have you got a comment or question for one of our panellists? Simply text to 0427 JOY 949. That's 0427 569 949. You're listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
Yes, indeed. You're on Joy. Let's Talk Footy. Dougal Austin, John Donohoe, Cale Morton. Cale, are you going on a break?
Yeah, mate. I'm taking the lovely partner over to Perth for a couple of days, I'm going to surprise her with that.
Such a romantic.
You're going to pop the question over there?
Oh, I don't know about that, mate. But I think I'm onto a winner there anyway. So I'll hold on to a good thing while I can, Dougal.
Look, we've been missing out on Dougal's trivia the last couple of weeks, boys, and brought it back tonight. We'll get to that in a second, mate. Thanks for reminding me. But look, big trivia question tonight. On Tuesday, I went to the launch of the late Jim Steins, former Melbourne Footy Club president and former co-founder of the Reach Foundation. And I can't believe Jim's dead, and he's still launching books and telling us what to do from up above. So anyway, the launch of Jim Steins' inspirational memoir, My Journey. On Tuesday at the MCG in the Jim Steins room, and it was Gary Lyon and Jim's widow Sam that launched the book. And I've got the book actually with me in the studio, and we're giving away a copy of Jim Steins' My Journey tonight. So if you can tell me, listeners, I know there's a few Melbourne supporters that listen in. If you can tell me how many consecutive matches that Jim Steins played with the Melbourne Football Club in the 200s, I'll give you a hint. If you can tell me the amount of consecutive matches that Jim played with the Melbourne Football Club, you'll go in the running to receive a copy of Jim Steins' My Journey, and we'll draw that at the end of
the
show.
That's the AFL record.
That's the AFL record. Still stands. So get on the internet, research that, send it into 0427 JOY 949.
Send us in any questions and thoughts you've got as well. We're always looking forward to hearing the listeners' thoughts, aren't we, Mort?
I agree, but I will say one thing, boys. We read out the SMS number every week, and sadly, when I couldn't make it into the show one night, I sat at home and I knew it was 0427 JOY 949, but on my iPhone, I didn't know what J, O, or Y were, so I had to look it up on the internet.
So that's 0427569949.
That's right. So send us in a text if you've got an iPhone and you can understand the dilemma I went through. I'd love to hear from you on that one.
Yeah, no, my word indeed. So, no, Jim Steins, the launch went very well on Tuesday. Spoke with Sam, spoke with Gary, and Gary got up on stage and said, I don't know if you know this, Cale, but the first thing you do when you get given a book is you go straight to the page where your name is mentioned. So Gary said, mark my words, Sammy, the highlighter was out, straight to the pages. And the irony was that Jim wasn't there for Gary to go off it, but he didn't let him down. Gary's name was mentioned quite a few times. And the one joke that Jim always had over Gary, because you know that Gary's you, he's darker than you, average white man. And anyway, Gary still remembers this. Jim continually used to tell Gary that very first day that Jim turned up at the Melbourne Football Club for training when he was recruited from Ireland, Gary Lyon was the first person that Jim ever met, and he went home that night. He was staying with the Caddy family, and he said to the Caddy family, great day, super day, and look, that included meeting my first ever Aboriginal.
Something you wouldn't be used to coming from Ireland, certainly.
No, not at all, but, not at all.
I just got a quick... Have you read any of the book yet?
I have read the book.
What do you think about it, mate?
I think it's a bloody magnificent read.
Yeah, so you'd recommend
it
for everyone?
I recommend the book for everyone.
Well, there you go. There's a bit of another reason to text in.
You know what I can't believe
about
Jim Steins is that he was on his deathbed in his final week alive, and two days before he passed away in bed at home, he got up and went to dinner at his favourite restaurant with the family in St Kilda. That is bloody unbelievable.
Yeah, look, I was pretty close to his battle, his long battle with cancer, being at the club. He was president at the time, and look, he was in at the club every day that he could, and when he wasn't feeling too good, he'd have a day at home, but when he was feeling up to it, he'd come in, and he just had this aura about him. When he was at the club, he seemed to lift the boys, and it just worked out coincidentally that when he spoke and addressed the players on something, you know, we won that week. And it's no doubt he's just such an inspirational guy. And I haven't read the book yet, so I might text in the answer for Dougal's trivia and try and get a hold of it, because I know it'll be a great read, and I highly recommend anyone out there, not just football fans, but certainly anyone that's into a good read, to get hold of the new Jim Steins book and flick through the pages of that one. It'll be great.
Well, if you can, as you said, if you can text me in the how many matches Jim played consecutively for Melbourne, you will be in the running to receive a copy of that book. So, Jim's Time's My Journey. So, text in your answers straight away, immediately, and get onto that.
That's
but look, there's been a couple of huge headlines that have come up this week, and we're going to get to them right soon after this. But keep listening to Joy. You're on Let's Talk Footy.
G'day, I'm Russell Robertson, and you're listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
Yes, Let's Talk Footy, Joy 94.9. John Donohoe, Dougal Austin, Kale Morton with you this evening. And I didn't mention before our trivia competition, texting in the correct answer of how many consecutive matches Jim played with the Melbourne Football Club to receive a copy of Jim Stein's My Journey. We had a text message that came in with an answer. I can't say whether it's correct or not, but You can't win a prize unless you're a member of Joy. You've got to be a member of Joy and can't have won a prize within the last 2 weeks to be in the running for Jim Stein's My Journey. So if you're a member of Joy out there and you haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks and you know the answer, send it in, 0427 Joy 949.
But Kale, if you're not a member of Joy, you can still text us in any questions or topics for discussion.
And you can still go out and
get. We really value our texts from our listeners. And thanks to Peter from the Cabaret Room for his words of encouragement, Michael for the text in, and of course Daniel for another text. So it's great to hear from our listeners.
And if you're not a member of Joy and you still want a copy of the book, you can go out and find it at your favourite bookstore.
Yes, and I know one man that'll be queuing up for that book is a man we're going to be talking to shortly. On the show, and that's Jack Watts from the Melbourne Football
Maybe
Club.
We'll get Jack Watts' opinion on Jim Stein's.
Yeah, that'd be a good question.
We'll
so
no bigger name we've had on this year than Jack Watts, I think.
Nah, I'm actually looking forward to hearing from him and posing a couple of tough questions to him.
Daniel actually tweeted us earlier before we went to air at about 6 o'clock, and he asked us to ask Jack Watts, what does Jack Watts think of the gay and lesbian community? So that could be something that you lead him onto.
Yep, no, certainly I'll be leading him onto that. Dougal, pardon the pun.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Now, guys, there's been some big headlines that have come up today. First one I want to get to, look, Kevin Sheedy, coach of the GWS Giants, he's launched an extraordinary Twitter attack on former Geelong Premiership captain, Cameron Rooney, former Geelong full forward.
Premiership player.
Premiership player, thank you. It happened over the weekend. Izzy Folau, we struggled against Melbourne, and the commentators were all saying that Izzy up to AFL standard because he hasn't got a possession, he's not running on the ground. And Kevin Sheedy, the Twitter attack that Kevin Sheedy made towards Cam Mooney is that he tweeted, a little seagull dropped in with a few morsels regarding Cameron Mooney versus Izzy Folau, had some interesting stats on Mooney's first year in the AFL. He then went on Kev Sheedy and he said, Mooney's average disposals in his first year for North Melbourne in 1999 were 3.3 compared to Izzy 5.9 in his first year. Mooney had 29 hitouts and took 14 marks in 1999. Izzy had 61 hitouts, has 61 hitouts, and taken 20 marks so far this year. All this in a side that has won two games as opposed to a premiership. By my calculations, Izzy has had a better debut than Mooney. What do you think?
Love this. Yeah, I love a bit of Twitter banter.
I love it. Yep. It just breaks up the week a bit, doesn't it? We go from weekend to weekend, round 21 to round 22, and it gives us a bit of entertainment midweek and something Kevin Sheedy is accustomed to.
Sheeds hasn't said anything wrong there. He hasn't abused Mooney. Nah. He was just pointing out some facts, and I love it.
I like best is it's a media commentator making a statement about a player.
Yep.
When in actual fact, they themselves have been there and done it, and they weren't even statistically as good as a person that could.
I don't think, John, there's no better person than Kevin Sheedy. He's coached Essendon for over 27 years.
Isn't it? But yeah. Cam Mooney's, he's pretty much spot on. Cam Mooney's grand final that year in 1999, he had zero possessions.
Yeah.
I think he took a mark or something.
So he's still got the medallion, though?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But
fortunately enough, it doesn't have the stats on the medallion.
He had zero possessions, though.
He's a premiership player.
So
it's an interesting
player.
One. I think it's a bit of tongue-in-cheek as well.
Love to see it.
I think it's good publicity for Sheeds again. Look, things keep falling into place for him, He doesn't even have to go far out of line to seek publicity.
We see here the proper use of Twitter for football people. Like, that's a bit of banter, whereas some football people have used Twitter maybe the wrong way. Is that fair to say, Mort?
Yeah, look, I'm a big one for people getting themselves into trouble over Twitter and on Facebook. But in this case, I think it's great that Cam Mooney's had his opinion, and I love that Kevin Sheedy's bitten back.
Yep, absolutely.
So I think that's what it's all about. That's what the followers like to see.
Absolutely, don't they?
Just as much as our listeners like to hear a few retweets on that. Lovely voice.
I reckon Cam Mooney might have just taken the back seat after he read some of those tweets from Sheedy and said, "Yeah, next time we go about this, mate, let's get our facts right."
Yeah. So yeah, another good bit of publicity for Sheeds, but there's been more happening this week.
I don't like to talk about your teammates often, Cale, because you've got an issue with being a Melbourne player yourself and having too many Melbourne players mentioned on this, so people might start asking questions. But look, I've got to mention it. Brad Green, he's been a star of the Melbourne Footy Club since 1999 was his debut year. Played in the 2000 grand final against Essendon, can you believe it or not? That's what, 12 years ago that I can remember. That's a long time. And look, he announced his retirement a couple of weeks ago. He said that he was going to play out the season, and his last game would be against Freo next week, round 23. But he's brought his retirement forward 1 week to stage a farewell at the MCG, and I can announce that Sunday's twilight game against Adelaide will be the last time that we see Brad Green in the red and blue jumper.
Greeny's had a huge career, and not just what we've seen in his 250-odd games, but around the club, he's one of the most popular and most influential people in a positive way. He's very well-liked. He's quite a funny man, and I look forward to hopefully getting him on the show next week, and we can
come in the studio. He'll be a past player next week, so we can get him in the studio.
We can talk to him about his career, because a very unique sportsman, Brad, and I might touch on that in a minute.
I wonder, would he remember playing in that 2000 grand final?
You never know. I'd say he probably would, but this will be a massive loss, I think, Mort, for you boys. Although you do have backups in the likes of Clark coming into that forward line. It'll be
Travis
a huge,
Cloak next to you.
Well, let's not speculate, but
we only report the facts.
Absolutely,
here,
but
Nick Reeval.
We even saw Brad Green. He coached his country as well in
captain.
Captain. Yeah. He did captain his country in the international rules, and no better man for it, I think. So he's done it all, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a bit about Brad. At the age of 15, he was scouted by Manchester United and invited to train at a camp in over in the UK with the likes of Beckham and these types of superstars rolling around in soccer now. So he's a multi-talented sportsman. He arrived home from England and decided not to take up soccer. So that was obviously a huge loss because of the potential money he could have earned. But he stuck to his guns with his football and his cricket, and he actually represented Australia at underage cricket. So, he's a multi-talented sports person, and now he's made it to the top of the AFL as well, being captain of the country. So, look, he's achieved so much in his career, and he's one of the most respectable people. He's a great mate of mine, and I look forward to celebrating his last game with him.
I read about it last week in the paper. There was a bit of speculation, and I won't get your opinion, Cale, because I know that you won't want to comment much on it, but John, yourself, it would be disappointing to see if he's retired, because the club has tapped him on the shoulder. We saw it with James McDonald. We saw it with Russell Robertson. If the club has gone to Brad Green and tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Mate, it's time to get out. You're holding up the place of some young talent," and he's still got... I think Brad Green can still play on another 2 years at least with another club. And there's been speculation that he might go to GWS.
Yeah, well, I hope that's not the case.
No,
they've tapped him on the shoulder. But, you can't speculate on these things. And, the certain clubs that say, like, for instance, St Kilda have said they're going to give Lenny Hayes as much time as he wants to go on. And I'm sure that Melbourne would have let Brad Green go out on his own terms. And, if they did tap him on the shoulder, it's probably a way of them moving forward, trying to get someone to fill the position, but I'm not sure. What do you reckon, Mort?
Yeah, look, this might sound trivial, but he actually, he's still got plenty of run in his legs. On the weekend, he had some of the highest numbers for the players that wear a GPS unit, so he's still running around a lot and quite fast, so it would indicate that he's still got plenty of run in his legs. And in pre-season, he's always up the front of the pack, and he doesn't miss a beat in the pre-season, so he's got the endurance and the his body's holding up fine. So I'm sure it would have been on his terms, and if it was the case that he was tapped on the shoulder, then he might have something lined up next year if it wasn't on his terms.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we all wish Brad Green the best for Sunday's game. His final one at the MCG, his final one in the AFL, as far as we're concerned at the moment. And look, I think there'll be no better way than Brad Green to go out at the MCG's last game for Melbourne, kick a bag of 10 goals. Wouldn't we love to see that?
Mate, that'd be fantastic. And playing Adelaide, I think it's possible. Look, I've done a few calculations over the weekend.
Here we go. Kyle Morton's algorithms.
I've actually got a bit
save
of a...
Save this for what's hot and what's not.
Oh, okay, I'll save that for later.
Because there's a few things that I've got to mention too.
May I just add on top of that, my what's hot and what's not this evening, I'll talk about football tipping, and I think this week I've got a guaranteed 7 out of 9.
Ooh, 7 out of 9.
Potentially 9.
Why not 9 out of 9?
If I get less than 7, if I get 6 or fewer, I'm prepared to do something.
There are two tricky games around.
I'm prepared to do something that the listeners would like to see or hear of me do. I'm prepared to do it because I know that I'm guaranteed to get 7 tips this week. I'm going to talk about it in what's hot and what's not later on.
Bear in mind, if you're wrong, we are going to get you to do something. We'll think of something, but he is handicapped at the moment, so we'll get maybe another cinnamon challenge.
We'll see what we can come up with.
Now, I do have to make notice today, guys. Bit of sad news in the AFL. Essendon Premiership player move... Nagel, father of Jay Nagel, who played a handful of games with Essendon, tragically killed in a truck accident in country in New South Wales. He died this morning when the prime mover he was driving crashed into an orchid. So our thoughts go out to the Nagel family, and definitely to Jay, because that's he'll be feeling the effect of that in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, it's a very sad loss. But we've got a text in here from Tomo V1. I was shocked to hear about the death of Merv Nagel, Essendon and Sydney great. He was a top gun VFL player in the 70s and 80s. Thanks for that, Tomo.
Well, Tomo, if you're listening, mate, we just mentioned Merv Nagel, so well done for that. But something else that came up today. Port Adelaide coach, interim coach, Gary Hocking, former Geelong superstar, Buddha, Whiskers, whatever you like to call him, he's put the entire playing squad on notice for the remaining two games of the minor season. He said that their last two games against Hawthorn and West Coast, they've had fast starts, but said that their last three quarters of each of those games have been not good enough.
Yeah, look, this is just a classic case of him looking into what's hot and what's not. I mean, I brought it up last week. I said Port Adelaide were not hot. Yeah. Oh, sorry, mate. They were not. And look, he's looked into that, and he's put all the players on notice.
I like his idea, John. I don't know if you're in agreement, but he comes out saying this morning that right at the start of the year, you've got players who might be right at the end of their careers, or you've got some new kids on the block who want to prove a point.
Yeah, look, I don't know.
They're in disarray at the moment.
I think he's just trying to put his stamp on
the club.
They're
in disarray.
Because, to be perfectly honest, I don't think they're going to get close to either side in the next week, in the next 2 weeks. So
can they climb up the ladder next year?
Geez, I don't know. If they lose Boak, then they might go further down.
He's another one going to Melbourne, Travis Boak.
No, he's not, mate. He's off to Geelong, actually.
Geelong?
Well, whatever the case may be, sadly, Port Adelaide have missed out on finals.
Do you reckon he'll coach? Gary Hocking, do you reckon he'll coach?
I don't think so.
They said they will go outside. Whoever takes over the caretaker role will not be coached. That's why Sean Wren wanted to.
There's your headlines of the week. Others that weren't mentioned that did come up briefly. West Coast today ruled out recruiting dual Olympic basketballer Mark Worthington, citing his age, 29 years old being too old for AFL footy. Carmichael Hunt from the GWS has been put out to pasture and won't play for the rest of the year, citing a back injury. And also Brenton Sanderson, the Adelaide coach, has laughed off talk of tension with Scott Thompson after a heated exchange between the pair in round 21. Keep listening to Joy. You're on Let's Talk Footy.
G'day, Michael O'Loughlin here. You're listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
And now on Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9, it's What's Hot and What's Not with Kyle Morton.
Well, it's good to be back. It's a big week this week, what's hot and what's not. I'm going to kick it off with a few things that are really heating up. The match review panel, wowee, they're hot lately. They are red hot. I looked at two things this evening. I was watching Steve Johnson's hit on Adam Selwood and Luke McFarlane's hit on Jack Darling. Look, it's so tough to be on the match review panel, but who is holding them accountable if they're getting these calls right or not? Look, Some calls they are getting right. Sadly, some they're still not quite getting right. But I'll tell you what, I'd hate to be sitting in their seats because it could potentially cost someone a top eight final spot, a top four spot, top two, or even the premiership one day. So it's definitely a hot topic at the moment. You know what else is hot? Premiership favouritism. I'm sitting here today, I do not know who's going to win the grand final. Usually you can say it's Geelong or Collingwood, but what about West Coast or Adelaide, a bit of a dark horse?
Melbourne.
Sydney are on top of the ladder. It's unbelievable. Grand final tickets came up for sale this week for AFL players. I got my envelope. I filled out my credit card details. I'm buying tickets. I'm going to be there because the suspense this year has been unbelievable. The final thing for What's Hot has been Brad Green's career. I spoke a little bit about... I just really skimmed the surface on his career about how talented he is. He's just a legend of a bloke. What a great career. And let's not forget he's achieved this status at a club that's been arguably at the bottom of the ladder for the last 5 or 6 years. So it's a great effort by him. What's not hot? I've got to touch on this because it's an issue. Look, Danae hates football tipping. I love it, but I sadly can't take part in it because I'm an AFL player. It just really, really hurts me to think how much money I could win because I think it's so easy. I've come up with a simple theory. If you look at the AFL ladder, go to points for. Rank these teams 1 to 18. Points against. Whoever has conceded the most points, give them the top rating. Combine these two scores and you'll come up with a ranking system. I can't go into in too much detail, but the Sydney Swans are red hot and they may well upset Premiership favourites Hawthorn this week. So I reckon tipping is dead easy. And I'm going to go through some tips for you here. This week, I'm tipping Essendon to beat Richmond, St Kilda to beat GWS, Port Adelaide will beat Brisbane. Well, I said Sydney would beat Hawthorn, but I'm going with Hawthorn because I have to get at least 7 this week. West Coast to beat Collingwood. Carlton, they'll beat whoever they're playing. Geelong will beat the Bulldogs. Fremantle will beat North Melbourne in a huge upset that will be. And Donners, I can't tip the Melbourne-Adelaide game, so I've left that one up to you.
Yeah, mate. Look, unfortunately, it's Greeny's last game, okay? But I think the Crows might be too strong in this one. Sorry, mate.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah. But they're my tips this week, and I'm just going to show how easy this tipping can be. Thank you for listening.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. What's hot and what's not, mate? You're going out with a bang again. And, you might have AFL CEO Officer Andrew Dimitri on your doorstep this
week.
Yeah,
look, I'll just share something with you. Mark Neal at the start of the season, he shared with us a little tipping, a little.
That's how he rolls down there at Amy Park.
We use it at the football club to do a ranking system of the ladder, so I couldn't detail it too much. I really wanted to, though.
You've prepared something. Yeah, Donna's dials in. Look, follow straight up from that.
How can you follow up from that? I'll try. But this is another segment of Donna's Dials In, and it's one that's close to my heart this week because I'm talking about the new football factory that is Xavier College. God, they produce some good footballers, don't they? The likes of Hanbury, Richards, Kennedy, Shaw, Watson, Brown, Spanger, Tarrant, Golds, Ball. Jeez, the list goes on and on. There's about 15 of them in the AFL at the moment, and they're all dominating. Hanbury, a rising star winner.
Don't forget Sully.
Yeah, Sully from Xavier. Hanbury's a rising star winner. Shaw got nominated this week. Sam Shaw from Adelaide. He's an up-and-coming star. Teddy Richards and Josh Kennedy are absolutely making waves at Sydney. And Alex Brown at Essendon coming through the ranks, doing very nicely. But one I want to talk about mainly is Jobe. The big fella from the Bombers. Jeez, could this be the first Xavier College boy to win the Brownlow? He wears red and black. He's born red and black his whole life, so let's hope so. There could be two Xavier boys in the top five of the Brownlow, Joshie Kennedy and Joe Watson. As far as I'm concerned, they will be. Luke Ball also, unfortunately, sidelined with a knee injury this year. Played first 18 football since year 9. Hasn't looked back, so there you go. Goldie. Tim Golds, my mate up at GWS, first year, so he's trying his best, and he's going to be a star as well. So that's Donna's Dials In this week. So there's more to come, boys. There's more Xavier boys to come.
Xavier College. Xavier. I'm going to send my kids there.
Yeah.
Jeez, I tell you what.
Have you got any kids?
Not yet, mate. Not that I know of.
On the wall.
No, it's a very, very good footballing very good footballing school and only just missed out on the premiership the last 2 years. So
that's unbelievable.
That's Donna's Dials In for this week.
Well done, mate. That's in-depth
that's
look at...
That's another huge comment. And look, there's no
Xavier
better time.
College.
No better time to welcome her into the studio. She had took the week off last week and went on a holiday with her partner Zoe, and she's back this week. And on the back of two good segments, Danae Gibson, what did you think?
Well, I couldn't be here last week and David Hunt was sitting in the chair, and I can't be in the same room as that much Melbourne and Collingwood. I mean, really. Yeah, Collingwood have a really big game this weekend. They're playing West Coast Eagles. I think there's a couple of really interesting games ahead. And I just want to go back to what's hot. Morts, did you say Port Adelaide will beat Brisbane?
I've gone for Port Adelaide to beat Brisbane this
week. Based on this algorithm?
Purely based on my Pythagoras theorem.
Okay, so did you tip Brisbane to beat Adelaide last week?
No.
Yeah, well, then I'm not sure how much stock I can put in your theory.
I can guarantee at least 7 out of 9. So if you're heading into, you know, the last couple of rounds of tipping and you need at least 7, 8 or 9
it's
tips...
It's too late.
Jump on board and my
tips. It's too late.
Danae?
I like your tip of Freo versus North Melbourne. Yeah, it should be a big gun.
What are your thoughts on the Purple Haze? Are they going to get to that 8th spot, or are they going to finish in that dreaded 9th?
I have a horrible feeling it's going to be 9.
That's the Richmond's position.
They win this week, we know. We've looked into the future.
So it's on. But you'll be there, Danae.
Oh, yeah,
wearing
I'll be
your
there.
Purple. Big game, big game. It doesn't get any better than this, does it?
Mm. No, this is the big game of the year for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
blockbuster.
And last time they were at Etihad Stadium, I should point out, they trailed Melbourne for the first three quarters and creamed them in the last.
Yeah.
Well, they finished well. They've got a good track record.
Yeah, if Fremantle wins this week, they'll have won 6 out of the last 7 and we'll go into finals in form. So
and whilst you're on Fremantle on track, I can announce Kale. Yep. Been in touch with the Fremantle Footy Club earlier today. And next week, Ross Lyon, coach of the Saints, joining us on this show live.
Former coach of the Saints.
Former coach of the Saints. Sorry, not former coach. Coach of the Freo Dockers,
let's
I should
get
say.
That right.
I thought, former coach of the Saints.
Dougal, I thought you were saying that Let's Talk Footies. Carl Morton had been on the phone to Fremantle. I was going to say, you're going home and staying home.
I'm going home.
We'll find your spot.
I haven't got any meetings lined up just yet.
We've got to move on with the show because our very special guest, Mr. Jack Watts from the Melbourne Footy Club, joining us on the line very shortly. But for now, we'll get to that in a second. We've got someone that's texted in with a trivia answer. We'll get to that later on. But for now, a bit of music for you. It's AC/DC with It's a Long Way to the Top.
If you want a sausage roll.
G'day, this is Anthony Rocker, and you're listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9. Dougs has got the mic situation a bit muddled up there, but he's going to give Jack Watts a call, and Morts, we're going to have a little conversation about our beloved game, aren't we?
We are, mate.
I want to say,
footy.
What's hot, what's not? Where's Watts?
Where's Watts?
How many Watts jokes can we go?
You started early.
I said to Wattsy, I said, you'll be on after What's Hot and What's Not. We'll get Watts on the line.
Has Wattsy been on What's Hot, What's Not yet?
Not yet, mate. I'm pretty happy to take his input, though. We'll get him on the line and see what he thinks is hot and what's not.
Going on a tangent there, Kale, you come from WA, and not everyone will remember, but there was a John K. Watts who played for East Perth, and then did he come over and play for Geelong, I think? Watsy is a famous name for being a bit of a joker and playing pretty tough football. John K. Watts played around Mal Brown days, so you must remember Mal Brown, Campbell's father.
Mal Brown, WA, from WA.
Yeah.
I've actually seen him in his life after footy, and he still pumps around like he's, you know, the biggest man on the field, a little angry ant.
You can see where Campbell comes from, can't you?
Certainly is a spitting image of Campbell, so no doubt that's where Campbell got his toughness from.
Yeah. Jada, he was a coach of... he was a fantastic player, came and played for Richmond for a while, and he was coach of South Fremantle back in the 80s when South Fremantle had Stephen Michael and Maurice Rioli and other awesome players. He was as mad as a cut snake. That's the short version, really. He was absolutely bonkers. And he throw punches at umpires or the reporters he was what we would call a colourful identity in football. Yeah,
those are the types that really, make the highlight reels for biffs, bumps and brawlers, those types of people.
I was just thinking, you know how Brad Green was a soccer champ and played cricket, and we've seen Carmichael Hunt and Izzy Folau come over from the other oblong ball, rugby, and Mark Worthington, the Australian basketballer, had a go with the Eagles this week and failed. What kind of sports would you like to see? Like, I was thinking, imagine Steve Hooker having a go at Aussie rules. He could probably jump over Nick Nannui, couldn't he?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you've brought this up, because I was going to talk about this and what's hot and what's not. I think if you've played a sport your whole life, stick to it.
Yeah.
don't try and jump codes and think that you can be successful at another sport. Like, can you name anyone that has done it successfully?
Sally Pearson went from... Oh, yeah, it wasn't a different code, though, was it?
What did she do?
Yeah, wasn't she a flat track runner and then took up hurdles? Yeah. But there was also the rowing medalist was an athlete, a flat track athlete, and I can't even remember her name. So it's not a very good story.
Apparently, there's a few
rowing medalists.
Apparently, there's a few handy footballers in the Australian cricket team. Ricky Ponting's the number one ticket holder at North Melbourne. He's a pretty handy footballer, from what I've heard.
Danae, you just mentioned the rowing medalist. Was that in the canoe slalom?
No.
It wasn't Jessica Fox?
It was one of. It might have been Jessica Fox. Was that the slalom?
In the slalom. In the canoe.
Who knew there were so many sports you could play inside a boat?
Yeah. Well, I actually get a little tiny bit offended when someone comes from another code and thinks they can try out at my sport. You know, I've been playing it for 22 years. Now and I'm still learning and trying to, you know, get to the top of the sport, and they just sort of think they can come in and make it straight away. Well, tell you what, they've got another thing coming, because it's harder than what meets the eye.
Now, Cal, we're going to mention to our listeners that due to unforeseen reasons, our special guest, Mr. Jack Watts, has been unable to join us on the line, not answering his phone, so we might have to push that over to next week.
What's missing?
Yeah, what's missing, that'll be a new segment.
What's not?
What's not?
So we asked people, how many consecutive games did Jim Steins play for the Melbourne Football Club? Because his
don't
journey...
Don't answer that now. We're going to ask Basil
Dougal
that question. And then we're
Dougal, shush.
Go. Sorry.
Go. Do you want me to leave?
No. Just keep talking.
So we asked people, how many games did Jim Steins play consecutively for the Melbourne Football Club? And if you are a member of Joy and haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks, and you get that answer right by sending an SMS to 0427 569 949. You go in the draw, and before well at 8 o'clock, we'll take your name out and get you a hard copy of Jim Steins' My Journey that was launched this week.
All right, very nicely done, Danae. Keep listening to Joy. You're on Let's Talk Footy.
G'day, I'm Russell Robertson, and you're listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, Let's Talk Footy, Melbourne's Journey 4.9. Kale Morton, Dougal Austin, John Donohoe, Danae Gibson with you. And we've got him on the line now. Going to waste no further ado in this. No, Let's Talk Footy's number one fan, forward turned backman of the Melbourne Football Club, Mr. Jack Watts. How are you, Wattsy?
Very good, Dougal. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, no worries at all, mate. What's it been like at the club this week? Brad Green obviously playing his last game for the D's.
Yep, a bit emotional. Greeny let us know this morning that that this week will be his last game on the G and last game he'll ever play for the D. So the boys are pretty excited to get out and have a red hot crack for him.
What's he, John Donohoe here. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, John.
I just wanted to go back to your pre-football days, just the in the 2008 season, when there was a lot of speculation about you being the number one draft pick and you're trying to go through school and stuff like that. Was that tough, knowing that you had all this speculation about you and you still needed to play good football as well?
Look, it was tough. It was a pretty tough year, to be honest. Obviously got drafted at the end of year 11, and so... You know, back then you're just a little kid going run around the field playing the game that you love.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to have it talked about in the media and you're in the Herald Sun and you've grown up idolising these AFL players and then you're being talked up as one of them, it was definitely a shock. But, pretty happy to finally start finding my feet out there, to be honest. Hopefully we can keep that going.
Sorry, Danae, you go first. Oh, well, no, I speak to Watsy all the time.
I just want to know if you've grown anything since, like I don't mean, you know, like an extra arm or a leg or anything. But
good question.
Have you grown in height?
I don't think so. I think I've stayed pretty much the 196 centimetres. So I'm about 6'4", 6'5", and certainly I don't think I've put on too much height.
Well, I've heard this week that someone argued that Will Minson accidentally stood on an opposition player because he's a big bloke and he couldn't get out of his own way. Have you ever trodden accidentally on someone because you couldn't move one foot after the other?
No, hopefully I'm a bit more... adept on my feet than Big Will Minton, but haven't ever trodden on anyone, that's for sure.
Good job.
Hey, Watsy, how you doing, mate?
G'day, Morto, going very well.
Mate, just welcome. You're now officially an icon of the gay and lesbian community. How does it feel? It's good to have you on board.
Sorry, which committee voted that in? I wasn't at that meeting.
The community.
It's great to have you on as a guest, mate. How does it feel?
No, it's very exciting. Look, Mort, you know I've been hassling you for weeks now to let me on the show, and you know, really excited to be given that chance. And you know, I look up to Big Dugwali, so it's good to be able to have a chat to you guys.
Good, mate. And look, we heard you've just been playing a bit of table tennis. That's why we couldn't get you on the line at this scheduled time. So we've had to reshuffle the show for you. But you are the number two ranked player at the club behind me, and you're playing in a big final series coming up, are you?
Yes, well, I was initially kicked out because of my injury, but the further the games went on, Geordie McKenzie was also a bit sore, so he couldn't play either, so I've been given a lifeline and ready to take my mantle as the number one seed.
Yeah, Watsy, I'd like to know, what's Morton like around the club? Is he annoyance, or does everyone get around him, or what?
Oh, look, Dougal, you've had a lot to do with him. I'm sure you understand the...
Hey, mate, that was John.
That was me, mate. That was John.
Oh, that John? Yeah. Oh, sorry, mate.
Well, no, that's all right.
Look, you're the same. You have to deal with him every Thursday. Look, he's a great fella, and we all love him very much, and can't wait to spend many a good time with the big Carl Morton.
Thanks, mate. You bring a tear to a glass eye.
Do you boys do karaoke on the end of season trip?
Oh, me and Morto are right up there.
Yeah, what sort of songs do you sing?
What sort of songs?
Is it more Eye of the Tiger or Wind Beneath My Wings? Which way would you?
Summer of 69.
I'm certainly a Wind Beneath my Wings man, but you would have seen me and Kale belting out a bit of moves like Jagger in the off-season last year.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, we just like to dabble in things like that.
Maybe, mate, for our grand finale show in 5 weeks' time, we can have the player review and we'll get you in and you and Kale can build it out together.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, absolutely sensational. Mate, you've been known as a forward at Melbourne. This year you've turned into a backman. What was that change like for you?
It's been really good for me, to be honest. It's probably been the best thing that's ever happened to me since I've been a part of the D's. You know, just getting to know Jade Rawlings, the back coach. He's helped me out so much since I've moved back there, and just given me a lot of confidence to be able to sort of play my game and go out there every week feeling really confident that I'm going to play well. So I'm pretty happy down there. So hopefully I can stay there for a bit longer.
Yeah, Watsy, I've just got one more football question before we wrap it up. Do you remember your debut at all? The first touch you got in that Queen's
birthday
clash?
You don't want to be reminded of it.
No, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm just wondering, obviously it was your debut, so you knew what you were getting into. Was that hard for you? You thought, oh, this is an awful question now, but...
Come on, Donners.
No, look, honestly... a lot has been said about that day and that tackle and, you know, whatever, but, I mean, that same situation happens 100 times every single game. So, you know, obviously because it was me, it was my first game, first time I came onto the field, it was talked up to be like some huge event, but, no, it didn't affect me in the slightest. But
are you guys talking in riddles? What happened, Watsy?
What was that?
You guys are talking in riddles. Not all of us follow every move of Melbourne. What happened?
Well, I came onto the ground in my very first game and got tackled. That's pretty much
by four blokes.
That's half the game, isn't it?
It appeared they were out to get him, didn't it?
It's good to see that he's improved ever since then. He's turned into one of the finest club players that I've ever seen down at the Melbourne Football Club. Now, Jack, I've got to make a mention. Kale came up with a nickname for me at the start of the year. Dugwali. You've probably heard it going around down at Amy Park.
I certainly have.
It seems to have worn off on the boys. I mean, even you yourself have started to call me that.
I think it suits you very well.
Oh, mate, we'll discuss this at training next week.
We do love Dougal popping down to training occasionally, but more importantly, we loved having Jack Watts on the phone this evening. We could have talked to you for another few minutes, but we've got to get Basil Zemplis on the line, all the way from WA.
Well, we've got two phone lines. We should have them both on at the same time.
Should have, would have. But, mate, anyway, thanks for joining us on the line. We really appreciate it. You've been our biggest guest so far. Hopefully we can have you in the studio one day.
During the final series.
Good luck for this weekend, mate, against Adelaide, and get the boys over the line for Greeny.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys and girls.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, cheers.
Jack, what's it? How was that?
Fantastic, mate. What a legend.
Yeah, what a legend indeed. I've got to do this quickly because Basil Zemplis is on the line with us for the last 5 minutes. Keep listening to Let's Talk Footy. You're on Joy.
You're listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9 with John Donohoe, Cale Morton and Dougal Austin.
That got us dancing, didn't it, boys? Let's Talk Footy on Joy, Cale Morton, Dougal Austin, John Donohoe, Danae Gibson, and without further ado, the man of the moment, Mr. Channel 7 legendary AFL commentator, superstar hero, I don't know many more words to describe him, Mr. Basil Zemplis. Baz, how are we?
What about that voice? Where did that voice come from?
which one?
That one.
That's Dougal.
Been rehearsing all week, mate, just for you.
That is Dougal Austin, a voice you're going to have to become familiar with over the future years as he vies to work alongside you, Basil.
We're always looking for something a little bit different. That is certainly different, Dougal, no doubt about that.
He's been working on that one.
The bloke on the phone that rang me a few minutes ago to say, okay, we're just about ready to go, Baz, are you sweet and all that, had a beautiful, deep, almost comedy-like voice. And then it came out completely differently.
We see a number of different sides to Dougal. We've got his presenter voice now.
Basil, you were at the game last Saturday at the G, Essendon and Carlton, and you texted me after the game. You did not see that result coming.
Surely nobody saw it coming. I mean, you might have picked Essendon, you might have picked Carlton, and I remember this time last week saying that really tough one to pick, that I leant towards Essendon because I thought they had just that little bit more to play for because Carlton weren't a realistic chance to make the top eight. How wrong we were. They're right back in business, but Essendon were deplorable, weren't they? I mean, that was a really poor performance. I suppose not helped by the fact that in the first 10 or 15 minutes they lost their fullback, of course, Dustin Fletcher. That didn't help. They seemed to drop their bundle from that point on, but no, didn't see that one coming. Certainly not a 96-point thumping, that's for sure.
Baz, it's another big week of footy, you know, two rounds to go, and there's two crackers this week. What do you think, how do you think this weekend's going to play out?
The two crackers, so you're talking about GWS.
that's my mob.
Good areas, Baz, good areas.
Well done.
Yeah. And who are the Gold Coast playing?
Carlton.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Sydney Hawthorn's one of them. I'm going to just lean ever so slightly towards Sydney because of the smaller, it's at the SCG, smaller ground, et cetera. But obviously the Hawks are massive chance. And the other one, which is the other black?
West Coast Collingwood, I think. Or North Freo.
There's three of them, I guess. Yeah. Swanback, but no Jolly is the
and
big
Maxwell
one.
As well.
Yeah, Maxie as well, but Jolly the big one, I think, against Nat Nui and Cox. That one just swings at West Coast's favour, I reckon, as good as obviously Maxie is, and of course getting Dane Swan back, that midfield crackerjack of Collingwood. And look, Freo, they'll be valiant in game, I'm sure, but you'd favour North. I mean, they've had a brilliant 10 weeks, 9 out of 10, and probably should have won the 10th. So, yeah, look, tough. I'm going with home side, or home state side. When in doubt, that's the way you go. But, see, that three good games, absolute crack.
Are you following that trend into tipping Melbourne on Sunday, Baz, against Adelaide?
It won't be that game. If anybody knows about Adelaide, it's Neil Craig, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Have Melbourne got a chance, Baz, for Brad Green?
I reckon they have. And Adelaide just looked a little shaky, obviously, last week, although they did start very well against Brisbane. Sometimes those performances are the last thing you need if you're the team about to play them, Cale, obviously. But having said that, I think Adelaide need to get their game back together for the finals, so I would expect Adelaide to get their A game back. But terrific for Brad Green. We wish him all the best and bringing the retirement a week forward. Is that so he didn't have to travel to Perth, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of Perth, Basil, Danae here, and I'm a Fremantle supporter. So what kind of hype is there between West Coast, see, I accidentally call them Wet Toast then, West Coast and Fremantle about the finals shaping up?
About the possibility of a home final, really big. But obviously Fremantle have got to try and get over North first to have any chance of that happening. But in terms of, West Coast are going to be in the finals, 3-hour chance. West Coast, I think, to get them really excited over here, West Coast are going to have to try and sneak into fourth spot. And that still appears unlikely. They're going to need to win their final two against Collingwood and Hawthorn. But no, it's bubbling away. And look, right now both teams are in the eight, and right now both teams are sitting in fifth and eighth, which is a home final position. So that would be something if it happened.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Baz, thanks for joining us this week, mate. Oh, before I let you go, because you're going to sign out with the show with us tonight, because it is 8 o'clock, and well, I've got to come in and take over the studio. Tonight we're giving away a prize on the show for our trivia competition, giving away a copy of Jim Stein's My Journey, Baz. Can I ask you, how many consecutive games did Jim Stein's play with Melbourne?
Now, I do know this. I'm sure I do. So I'm going to start. The first number is obviously a 2.
Yep.
And there might be a 4 in it.
Yeah, I reckon...
Might be two fours.
I was going to say 242, but that's not right.
No. 244, and we've got a winner too.
We do have a winner, Susan.
Good stuff. Susan, we'll be on to you after the show, and we'll get you a copy of Jim Stein's My Journey. Congratulations.
Thank you, Baz.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, boy. Speak to you again next week.
Thanks.
Guys, we've got a minute over time. We've got to sign out. Cale, good on you, mate.
Mate, big show coming
good
up show. For her now.
John, good
thanks,
on you, mate.
Dukes. Thanks, guys.
Danae, thanks for coming in.
See you next week.
Good on you. You've been listening to Let's Talk Footy. We'll be back next week, 7 to 8. Stay tuned now for Well. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9. Tune in next week for another great show.
I got my scarf, got my old coat. I got a 40 game to go to.
That was a podcast of Let's Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.